Thank you. Places with seats. It's different. I like that very much. As always, it's incredible to be inspired by Leo Kottke every night. could never walk in to a Super Target without my over-the-shoulder rocket launcher that I bought at Walmart, but I could only walk around with a Target, or at least until recently. You could carry big-ass guns around that sweet Super Target because Americans need to protect their families just like me. That's why I open carry an over-the-shoulder rocket launcher. Over the shoulders, rocket launcher. Over the shoulders, rocket launcher. Over the shoulder, rocket launcher. I can never have a shopping list of all the things that I need. It's burning a hole in my tracksuit. I need toilet paper, razor blades, underwears, lawn chairs, housewares, and of course some organic fruit, but I would have to go in unarmed. And for me, that is cause of alarm. You know, back in the old days, this would be a non-issue, and everybody would know that my gun's the biggest. It's a over-the-shoulder rocket launcher. Composite decking. I've always wondered if that would be his forte. You know, if it isn't, it probably should be. Because that is expensive. You know? He could charge full price, and he's Christ, and he'd probably get it. Tax free. What if he could walk around with my over the shoulder rocket launcher that he held in protest with all his Christian brothers who were protesting outside? All of them God's children, well, at least in their eyes. But what if he is risen? What if he is pissed off? What if he is heavily armed with a over-the-shoulder rocket launcher? Over-the-shoulder rocket launcher. Some change is made. Pointing fingers, asking questions, 40 years of decisions made. Virginia sighed. It was a beautiful night. She thought she saw God, but it was a state trooper with a flashlight shining right in her eyes. She kissed that cop right on his lips, took him right by surprise. She got a hand on his taser, she dropped him to the ground. It didn't even faze her to kiss him when he's down. That's just how she rode. She rode all the time. She hot like burning coal, chasing the shine with wine. She knows, she knows, she don't care. Dances on the stage in her underwear. She's teasing my soul. That's just how she rode. She jumped into that that cop car and she turned on the flashy lights. She revved that American engine and then she peeled away out of sight. She thought it was too easy, so she let the siren blare. She cranked down the window and sang with the siren, let the wind blow back, girl. Woo, woo. Just right then she realized there was a German Shepherd in the back. She pulled right through the drive-thru, bought that bitch a Big Mac. Named that sweet dog Stella, BFFs to this Faraday. And if that dog could talk, well, this is what she'd say. Shoplifting my soul, that's just how she moved. She threw a brick on the gas pedal, she was steering with her feet. Half of her body hanging out of the window, doing 90 down the side street. She had 1 foot on the wheel, she had 1 foot cranking the dudes. Noodle dancing with her hands, she was as crazy as a dozen loons. She quotes Ricky Bobby, she says, well, if you ain't first, you last. She don't care just what you do, as long as you do it fast. Rode that road to the road, run out, the whole time having a blast. She and Stella would have died that night if they had not run out of gas. That's just how she grows. She grew all the time. She hot like a burning coal. She's a with a big wife. She knows, she knows, she don't care. Dances around the DMV in her underwear. She's waiting and waiting, waiting and waiting. That's just how she grows. She grows all the time. She hot like a burning coal. She's a with a big wife. She knows, you know, she don't care. Dance around church in her underwear. She's praying on my soul. That's just how she channeling some kind of energy from above and from beyond. Yes, it is a form of concentration. Sometimes it actually does slip into meditation, but I'm just probably high. I don't care about hiding my eyes if I keep them open for too long. My mind will wander. Observation would have not come to me, and that's for every super hot girl in the front row. Super insecure dude standing behind her, holding on to her waist that she felt across the stage. Normal reaction to the balance of it. They say the super hot girl in the front row. There's a super insecure dude standing behind her, holding on to her waist that she felt across the stage. Normal reaction to the brown notes of the bass, brown notes of the bass, subbing bass, bass. So seriously, and that makes me think that I should too, but I cannot read with my eyes closed. I should not be making up songs about you. Like for every super hot girl in the front row, there's a super insecure dude standing behind her, holding on to her waist as she fell across the stage. Normal reaction to the brown notes of the waist. Every super hot girl in the front row, there's a super insecure dude standing behind her, holding on to her waist as she fell across the stage. Normal reaction to the brown notes of the waist. Brown notes of the waist, of the waist. Conversation with someone in person or on Facebook about Juice Harp.
Yeah.
This little metal thing that you hold on your teeth and you use your lips to go over. I'll go to this other mic to do. This guy can't see right here, so there's a few people that can't see when I go over there, but. My friend Will Dave, who's taking pictures tonight, knows this guy who had a conversation with me about a Juice Harp. Here's one. They're very sensitive. You hold it against your teeth, you put your lips over it, and you use your breath and your tongue to make sound. And they're very dangerous because if you use them the wrong way, they can chip your teeth. Hey, yeah, that's not good, right? So they kind of stop making. You kind of have to know the right people, like the guy that Will Dave knows, who brought one to me tonight, and this one is in the key of F. pretty cool, right? So, you know, my hands hurt. It's a good time to kind of relax my hands and maybe play a little song on my new juice harp. Oh Lord, I told you I ain't saved these years. My friend told a horse here, I was aching hands. Work hard for a lifetime, your health a life is. Oh Lord, won't you buy me? Oh Lord, won't you find a color to me? Dialing $4, trying to find. You can see where the teeth get you. I wait for each day until. Oh Lord, won't you buy me? Oh Lord, won't you find a night on the town? Counting on you, Lord, please don't bring me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me? Oh Lord, won't you hide in her Mercedes Hills? My friends all drive horses, all of us make a living. We're hard on our letters, no help for our friends. So oh Lord, won't you buy me? I arrive, sometimes my guitar does too. But today it did not, thank God I carried one home. Now I don't have to do this show a cappella. La 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 time it happens, we will never do this again. Or so we say. When will we learn? This is the day of the office. This is what we say. It beats stuffing cabins, but what does that mean? Anyway, yeah, this is the day of the office. This is just what I do. I'm grateful for this job, but you know I just want to be with you. Oh yeah, right. We have a mortgage. Pretend to know what I'm doing on stage. I can't comprehend how I fool you every night. It just leaves me amazed. But the people at the Blender magazine, they were no fun. They say that the only good thing about me is that there's only one. I wish I could say to them, eat shit. But I would never say that, 'cause there were a major magazine, and I'd be so cool if they liked me, but they did not, and they're out of print because it's a day at the office. This is what we say. It means stacking cats, but what does that mean? Anyway, it's just a day at the office. This is just what I do. We have a mortgage. Now this is the bridge that always comes after the second chorus. Perfect chord progression for a poser bridge. I'm grateful for this perfect Steinway piano, 'cause my good guitar is in Reno, and I wish that it was here today, held by you, with no clothes on. Even though we're only there for 4 hours, we still leave an incredible mess. But not today, for some strange reason, I'm feeling clean. So much so, it makes me want to sing this song all night long. But I won't, because it's done. All of my other songs, you know, maybe Blender was right. This is all a part of the day at the office. That's just what we say. It beats stacking cabins, but what does that mean anyway? It's a day at the office. This is just what I do. I'm grateful for this job, but you know I just want to be with you. The goddamn mortgage. Thanks. itself. Chest pains, my left arm is numb, spraying to my feet, this could be the big one. I Google my symptoms as I'm morbidly warm to the kitchen. I'm coming to you, Jerry, so I fry up all the bacon and I drink up all the liquor. If I'm going down, I'm going down singing. If I'm going down, I'm going down slinging. If I'm going down, I'm going down with a smile upon my face, a birdie in place. If I'm going down happy. I've been living every day like it was the last day since I was 19. In Alpine Valley. Yeah. Raise my arms, I smile real wide. I look up in the mirror just to see if I'm a drooping on one side. Sway to the music, naked to the cell phone speaker. Filling the house with the scent of bacon at 4 in the morning. If I'm going down, I'm going down singing. If I'm going down, I'm going down singing. If I'm going down, I'm going down. With a smile upon my face, a birdie in place. If I'm going down, I'm going down happy. I've been living every day like it was the last day. Since I was 19 in Alpine Valley. Take that shit seriously, 'cause it's not every day you think you're gonna die, and you don't. 'Cause if I'm going down, I'm going down singing. If I'm going down, I'm going down slinging. If I'm going down with a smile upon my face, a birdie in place. If I'm going down, I'm going down happy. I've been living every day like I was the last day since I was 19 in Alpine Valley. I got chest pains, my left arm is numb, spraying to my feet, this could be the big one. hollow, maybe cold beneath the ground.
It's a pleasure to be back in this beautiful room again. I don't get to play places like this. Thank you so much. Thank you, Leo Cocky. Thank you, Lewis, for singing on the soundboard. Thank you to Don for rubbing my hands before the show. Thank you, Don. This one's on a new record called Raw. I think it's here tonight. And it's called Thanks, Leo. Thank you. thank you for hanging out. It's really cool to hang out with Leo Kaki and to be at these shows. And a lot of times during my set, there's a mass exodus, and that's okay. And I'm good with that. I get a chance, you know. And the fact that everyone's still hanging out is really great. Thank you. So to reward you,
play mantra.
Play what?
Mantra.
Mantra? Gate crashers?
Gatecrashers!
Well, what I was going to do, actually, I have two songs in mind where I was going to give you a choice between the piano or the guitar. We'll take a vote. We will do guitar first and then piano second because it sounds like piano's going to win. So who wants to hear guitar as an encore? And who wants to hear the piano as an encore? Singing, half fall, my shirt in my suitcase as I'm standing in line to check into my flight. And I'm trying to decide if I should get out of line, but the line is really long, and I start thinking about the song and about that hippie at the festival that gave me the doobie that is in my pocket, that's in my shirt, that's in my suitcase, that I'm planning on checking to my final destination, which is another festival with hippies and more doobies. So I don't really need the one that is in the pocket of my shirt and my suitcase. I wonder if they'll find, and I wonder what they'll do depending on their mood. Well, they could put it in their pocket of their TSA shirt, or maybe they're disgruntled and just spark it where they stand, or maybe they will give it to their friend Steve the cop, who will put it in his pocket and then give it to the Rasta that works at the Starbucks by gate 39 in hoping of continuing of receiving his free triple tall Americano shots on top with room that he desperately needs the extra caffeine so that he can walk his miles and miles of luggage with his female German shepherd that he named Eva Braun from the David Lindley song, or at least that song that Lindley, cause I'm not really sure if David Lindley wrote it. He didn't. One thing is true, Steve the cop, he likes it. Or maybe he was sent to throw the doobie in the trash to avoid all of the paperwork, complete pain in the ass. This is what is going through my brain as I exit the plane and walk to baggage claim and pray for a key change. But the suitcase never came, and I start to go insane as I pace around and visions of Guantanamo Bay. No need to drool, man, everything is cool. I found my suitcase on the way to Istanbul, and they got it just in time. Put it on the next flight, everything is okay. I should receive it the next day, but once again it never came, and once again I go insane. Because it's time to go, it's like an hour to the show, without any traffic that I did not even time for. Now I've got road rage, it's my turn on the stage, and I cannot deny the sharp pain behind my eye. And I have to stop and I smile because I suddenly realize
to say something right now. I never have anything to say. I open my mouth anyhow just to follow protocol, and people resent it if you don't say anything. You just come out and do what you're supposed to do. It kind of pisses them off. So I talk until the fact, which I knew ahead of time, that I have nothing to say, becomes so obvious to me. I'm the guy who didn't marry pretty Pamela Barry, educated well, attention, good girl in our town. Wonder what I'd be today if she had loved me too. Probably be driving kids to school. guess how it all stumbled around. All of my good times, all my running around. One of these days I might be in your town. And I guess I owe it all to family. Next tune that I would not give it one of these titles that I have. I've got many of them that I can only live down. I can never put up with them properly. You just have to endure, you know, your own folly. So I decided I'll just, I won't dream up a title for this. I'll just pick something. So I picked something from Alfred Lord Tennyson. Which is a dangerous place to go if you're looking for, and if you need titles, and if you need proof of that, the title of this, what begins this, was The Brain of the Purple Mountain. It's wretched. That's just a wretched title. I apologize. I just thought I ought to tell you about it, and maybe it would make me feel better, you know, if you could get it out, you know, that kind of thing. I'm doing some therapy on myself. It's not working. It's the worst line Tennyson ever wrote, and Tennyson himself, and is at the best of times, you have to catch on the right day, otherwise, you know, one more trip down the hill with the lightning troop or whatever that is, and get your head blown off and lapse into obscurity for the eternity that you came from and the one you're now meeting up with again. Because Alfred Lord Tennyson immortalized you. Have I spoken enough? No, I think.
Thank you. Thank you.
find this tune up front here for a bit. I mean, you could start a tune and discover when you open your mouth if it's a vocal, which hopefully it is if you're opening your mouth while you're playing. You discover that the guitar is not playing the tune, that your mouth is now, you know, issuing into the crowd. It's an unpleasant feeling. One of you has to give up, and you know, which one would you pick? You know, that's not it. I don't do that. It's not. I never realized how close they are. She lives all alone on a dark and windy street in a room at the top of the stairs. Talking before the set here with someone who lives locally, who was remarking on how cold it's been here. It's a contrast that I enjoy. I froze my feet one year in Minnesota, got stuck in a ditch, walked to a truck stop through a farmer's field, with, you know, about this far, or I could have gone back up the road behind my head here, out on the freeway and then back up to the truck stop. I thought I'd freeze to death if I did that. It was 28 below with an 80 below windshield, I learned later. And so I thought, well, I'll just jump over the fence and I'll walk over that. I could, you know, hear their voices. And then a few hours later, I was in the hospital with You know, frostbite is a euphemism for remove it. It's just, my feet were, they're like, they look, mostly they look like cheese. I mean, they had a kind of, couldn't feel a thing. My hands felt nothing. I couldn't breathe. It singed my lungs. I didn't really much care, you know, because the care part had been frozen out as well. Anyhow, I lucked out. They were going to remove my feet the next morning, and a guy who had known my grandmother and apparently put two and two together, meaning me, and came up and said, I'd like to, it was half an hour before they were going to remove my feet, and said, I'd like to interfere and maybe try and save your feet. I said, okay. Is there any more Demerol in this hospital? He said, it's tricky, you know. He said, it could get away from us, in which case you're going to lose a lot more than your feet. I said, okay, is there any more Demerol in that? And so it took it a half an hour at a time. So I don't, you know, it's not that cold here. This was written by one of the most underrated instrumentalists I know of, Pete Seeger. Thank you. guitar stands on my left. They're preferable to just hurling them, these guitars on the floor. And I've tried that because I saw Merle Haggard do it once. He stood his guitar up like that, and it just stood there. I tried for a while, but it didn't work for me. He had a touch, which involved largely the fact that his guitar was flat on the bottom. Mine was not. I had the privilege of meeting him once I don't know where this was, but it was in a revolving restaurant. One of these things. And you know how they work. I mean, you go up 55 stories in an elevator, and you walk into a maitre d', and it shows you to the ring that revolves around the center of this circular restaurant where the bar is. People are up there getting fried, and people are either looking at the cityscape as they revolve on the outer perimeter of this restaurant, or at the bar where people are falling off their stools, making fools of themselves. It's usually where everybody looks in the end. But for some reason, I mean, imagine this. For this restaurant, what the bar would have been is where you would revolve. I mean, the center of the restaurant revolved. They can't look at anything. They're just being spun around. While the people with windows and stuff are staring at them. This must have been Canada. It was so strange. And so I was watching, you know, the people. Every time you look up, there's a new face, you know. And I looked up, and Merle went by. Merle Haggard. It's the last place you would expect to see Merle is on a Lazy Susan on top of a hotel somewhere. And I thought, no, that couldn't be Mr. Haggard. And sure enough, and he was going backwards. I mean, and then they would reverse it. And you get to go forward. They're working on you. If you have Meniere's disease, they're thinking of you. And so he went by, and I thought, oh, I'm going to have to talk to him. Well, he'll just love that, you know. And so he's coming around. Let's see now, how did this work? Yes, the thing reverses, and he's coming around this way, face first, in other words. And I get up to go talk to a man on a moving platform from a still building. And I'd forgotten that I, too, was drunk. And that there were these railings to this thing so that people, unbeknownst to them, wouldn't step on the revolving thing and, you know, tear their leg off or fall down. But I either knew this, didn't care, didn't know it, should have, that kind of thing. But I approached Merle, and when I got there, I started to open my mouth, and I ran into the railing, and I draped myself over the railing like, hello. Told him who he was. Thank you. To my credit, I thought maybe I'd better leave now. I had an idea of what I wanted to play here, but I got too involved there. Thank you. Short. What the hell? You wouldn't believe what this tuner is doing. You know who that was, don't you? Me too. So she was, I don't know, she was maybe five, let's say. And in the back seat. And I was pulling up to a red light, slowing down for the car ahead of me, you know. And she said, all of a sudden she said, "You son of a bitch, you what?" my child, where did you learn such language? Wow. So I went out and wrote a tune called "I Yell at Traffic," which I would play now. It'd be convenient, wouldn't it? But I don't remember how it goes, really. It's one of those that went away. Sheets are cold, the streets get black. The shades come down, a dog looks back. Nothing's wrong, but it's not quite right. Can't say how or why. A quiet town, no chicken clucks. No device takes much time, a crooked word, a lie. Now and then, the end's inside. But every day, there's one more night. And far above, sleepy town, dreams break up and clouds calm down. Far above, a sleeping in town, dreams break up and clouds calm down. Tune with another one of my sterling titles. I haven't recorded this yet, so I, you know, why? If I don't like the title, why don't I change it? I can't. I mean, once these titles glom onto your tune, you're stuck with them, better or worse. I had a couple attempts at college. At the first attempt, the second attempt, I had gotten out of the Navy after the first attempt, and I was in this new school, and I met a guy, hardly knew him. I remember he was very tall, about as wide around as a celery stalk with his goatee. So, you know, if you were going to talk to him, you'd look up through the jungle. We had nothing to say to each other, but somehow he had something that I needed. So I would go over to his house. I would knock on the door. I shouldn't be telling you this, really. And he'd answer the door, and I'd say, do you have any mashed potatoes? I'm not making this, you know, I wouldn't humiliate myself making this up, you know? And he'd say, yeah. So I'd walk in, and he had these instant mashed potatoes. I don't know how to make them. That's why I was at his place. I was hungry, and I didn't have any money. We'd eat these mashed potatoes, and I'd leave. Something else I just said, I can't remember what. What was I saying before that? It was a perfectly good connection there, which would help us all to make sense of what I had just revealed. So, I mean, I'd feel better if I. So I'll play Wet Flora. Titles, Wet Flora. Oh, yeah. Once it gloms onto you, you can't get rid of it. That's the big connection. Thought of that myself. Justin Bieber, we all know that. But he can't stop if he wants to, you know. I can stop. Let me try to figure out where I was here. I get to do this. I get to start all over again. Is there any mashed potatoes backstage? Any catering back there? Yeah. See, there's this. When I was a trombone student, they would ask you to play bar, you know, 15 again. You've muffed up bar 15 or bar 32 or whatever it is, which is, you know, halfway through the tune. At my age, that was the biggest a tune got was about bar 40, and I couldn't do it because I had no context for that bar. I had to play from the beginning. All the way to that bar, if the conductor, the boss, wanted me to get it right. So I'm going to start this at the beginning in the hope that where I screwed up, it'll come to me. What I should have done. I have no idea what it was I screwed up, so I have no idea whether I'm going to think of what I should have done when I get to it. That's the secret of show business, is tension and release. Far enough into wet Florida to get lost before the other place where I got lost. When you're up here, you should not think. As a matter of fact, the whole hook of this job, the reason you keep coming back, first of all, you get to play, but secondly, You got an empty head. You don't even have to work for it. When you walk on, your head's gone. And if it comes back, you know, if you start thinking, what did I have? Breakfast this week. Well, did I have breakfast? That kind of thing will pop up. You're doomed at that point. Unless you move really fast, you know, and I don't know what that means, really, but I mean, you have to get stupid really quick so that there's nothing up here. You have to throw out the baby with the bathwater. I suspect when I got lost in wet Florida, a thought passed through my. It's so strong though when you have an empty head that you just know what. I don't have a set list, and you're happy with what comes up. You have some sense of things. You're in the audience more than you're up here, really. But it's an empty head. I mean, it's a really. For example, I was playing in Adelaide. I've been going to Australia since 76, and this was one of the first times I got to play their annual arts festival, which is one of the best on earth. It's a wonderful thing. And I was playing in the middle of the day, which is a horrible time to play anywhere, indoors, outdoors. So it's indoors, huge windows, and daylight pouring in. The only worst time to play is noon. You can imagine. But it was a beautiful room, and there was no way to avoid what you always avoid in performance, which is looking right into these eyeballs, because you'll see things that you don't want to see. You know what I mean? I mean, we all think when we're in the crowd that nobody's looking at us. I am. You see people that have caved in somehow, they're just, or they're just angry, you know, and it's, you don't know whether they're angry at you or they're like this all the time. And you begin to think, you shouldn't be doing this. Maybe we all have a mask. I wonder, what am I if I don't? Oh, I'm playing a tune, and then you forget wet floor. And so I'm playing in Adelaide, and everything's fine. I walked on, and to my amazement, middle of the day, with sunlight pouring in, can see every pore. It's okay. I'm not fazed, and music seems to be happening. And I look up. You kind of have to look up. And so I look for as brief a moment as possible. Just to let them know that you know you're there. And sometimes you get fancy and you think, well, I'll look over there this time. And I'm sitting and I look up over there and I know that face. Oh, no. Because who is it? Don't ask that. You've got two guys again. One of them wants to know who it is. The other one is screaming, don't even try. Forget it. You're going to screw all this up if you identify this. And this one won. You know, so in order to shut him up, I'm going to have to look again. So I looked as quickly as I could. You know what? An Australian? Is that? I mean, I couldn't get it. And I'm starting to lose it. So I'm just going to figure this out. This is my wife. I'm a real artist, see? That's I can't help but see. twice the price you've already paid. To the stage, Keller Williams. When the guitar tech brings the guitar out on stage, it's always out of tune. I mean, he went back to tune it and it comes. Hi. Thank you for coming out. Oh, we didn't give you a. You have no microphone. Right. Oh, okay. We'll bring it out later. Nice to work with people who have their act together. Thank you. It sounds nice. This is a baritone guitar. It's tuned down a fifth, is it? How many?
B to B.
B to B.
It's low.
Where are we going? This is was written by Frizz Boom Boom Fuller, a guy with whom we are both familiar. I met Frizz a long time ago in James Dean's old house. He had about 33 of them. Just like George Washington in his beds. And Frizz was leaning near a fireplace. He wasn't leaning on the fireplace, he was just at an angle near the fireplace. He's looking for vertical, but not with too much conviction. So obviously it was someone I could relate to. So we established an epistolary relationship. We wrote letters back and forth, and I got lyric after lyric after lyric. It was some of the most amazing stuff. Do you know Groundhog Day on Mars? You know?
I know Tiki Torches at Twilight.
Tiki Torches at Twilight. That's his masterpiece. Tiki Torches at Twilight. They're lining up at the bars. All the men from the office are lining up in their cars, throwing up. I muffed it. I'm having a hard night tonight. I really lost one whole tune.
It's a whole different song than what you were talking about.
Yes.
You can't be expected to come back from that.
I know Silent Night. I wrote Silent Night.
Do you get royalties from that?
So that was Frizz, and we got, well, Groundhog Day on Mars has the line, and this was all that I got as a song. I don't really know, because he wouldn't send you a melody to go with these lyrics. And the lyrics sometimes, for a long time, all I had was the title, Groundhog Day on Mars. And later he sent me a couple verses, Martians at the window, and you in my arms. Put down that antenna. Don't broadcast your charm. There's more, but I was satisfied with that.
That's all you need.
Yeah. So this is from his first and last paying job about 40 years ago. It's a true story. You've been stealing a medulla from the back of Pizza Town. That was the beginning of a start. You've been taking the tequila up until the after hour. But don't you take it too hard. And it's been 5 long years since you ride the train to Chico. Now you're in the back of a truck. But that's what's not robbing the last train to Chico. So goodbye, and Enrico, good luck. Shoes was his pardon for your felonies. secrets. It's been 5 long years since you found the train that she'd gone. Now you're in the back of a truck. But that's what's from Robin, the last train to Chico. So goodbye, and Enrico, good luck. For our wedding by Eddie Reeds and Alex Harvey. The wedding ended in a marriage there. The marriage ended in 3 years.
Thank you.
swear you never looked so real and pretty. Hand in hand we'll stand upon the same preacher band. Let the wedding bells ring. Hand in hand we'll stand upon the same preacher band. Let the wedding bells ring.
Thank you.